아 오늘 무딩도 아 방울단 아 공사깃 삼도.
Hello, my name is Miles Sanchez.
Cara Messina.
Margaret Guzman.
Juan Reyes, I'm leaving by 11.
And you're listening to...
Thanks, it's my Lolas.
So today we have an interview with our friend and co-host Margaret Guzman regarding her film entitled Mudrax, which is actually showing in a couple of days at the Cultural Center of the Philippines. When is that? When is it premiering? July 18th, right?
I think it's 18th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the 18th. So, Mark, tell us more about Mudrax as a... We're actually taking pictures as we are having the interview. Tell
I'm
us more
really
about...
very hungry now, so I probably won't be eloquent.
Okay. But by saying that, you already are eloquent. So, tell us more about...
Wow!
Tell us more about Mudrax.
Mudrax is the comeback film of 80s bold star Rhea Loxine. It's about this mother who's alienated from her family. So to get to know them better, she resorts to snooping. Like, she goes into their room, checks out their things, clothes they wore. It's a very quiet film. It's a character study of a mother, of a woman probably, who's unhappy.
So talk about not being eloquent. Anyway, Margaret, Mudrax, what do you mean by Mudrax?
Mudrax is gay slang. It's gay lingo for mother.
So it started as Mother, and then it became Mudra, and then Mudrax eventually, right?
Actually, the first title of the film was Lima, Five, because it was supposed to be a character study for all five characters, the dad, the mom, the son, the daughter, and the grocery boy.
Uh-huh.
And then it evolved because Cinemalaya kept on tinkering with her script,
okay.
So it became Mudrax.
Cinemalaya is actually the...
They're the award-giving
body.
Yeah.
Award-giving body. It's sort of like... Is it comparable to Sundance?
No, because at Sundance you shoot the film and then you enter the contest. Uh-huh. Here they give us seed money to be able to shoot the film.
Okay, so in connection to the film, Margaret, which part of your body would you have plastic surgery on?
My nose. I hate my nose. I love Rhea Loxine's nose.
What genre is Mudrax?
Genre. Drama.
Drama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet drama.
What is genre?
Genre, oh my god. Genre is like a thing that describes another thing. It's how you would classify your, not particularly the movie, but anything, I guess. Like for literature, you would say it's... Crime.
In the case of Mudrax, it's a drama. But what is ketomithia?
Ketomithia is like the thing that you have when you go undersea and the sea clams stick to your skin.
Chlamydia. That's different. Chlamydia is when you have too much sex and not enough clams.
Protection. Not enough protection is like a song by Wyclef Jean.
What is the equipment used? Is it 24p or
yes,
25p?
25p is too much.
We will edit out the whooping cup, which is because it is
bad for the ears.
It's monsoon season, and
can you just explain to our listeners what 24p means in terms of
love in the 90s?
Yes, or 80s and above.
24p used during the 90s is akin to love without emotional baggages. It's perfect. Yeah.
No. But what is 24p exactly? I mean, on serious note.
It's a digital camera that looks almost like it was. No, when you use it, it's like it is a digital camera which has a film look. That's it.
Yes.
Okay. Juan, you want to ask Margaret something?
Yes. Who are in it? And this is a better question. I can see it now, and it says, what is the them of the film?
What
yes.
Is the what?
What is the them,
the them of
the film?
The them of the film is the audience. The
Actually, what's the title? What is the theme of the film?
Yeah, I'm a bad speller. Yeah, what's the theme of the film?
Didn't I just say it? Huh? Weren't you listening?
Yes, sorry. Oh, yeah, you were saying something about the mom, and I completely was not listening to you. Anyway, well, who are in the film?
Like I said a while ago, Lee Luxin, Ricky Tabao plays the husband, Roxanne Barcelo, and this gorgeous, gorgeous guy who just got married, Mario Magallona, and Tess Antonio.
Okay. What is the general theme?
Ay, ito na yun. Tapos na yan. Ikaw talaga.
Hindi ko mabasa.
I'm sorry, Brazilian and Australian audiences, subscribers and stuff. It's not them. We recant it.
What is cinema? Ayun, we'll explain that. What is
your background as a filmmaker, Margaret?
What is my background? Not much. I studied theater in college. I took a short course in New York. Basic filmmaking. Ano yung background?
Your background is filmmaking, yeah.
Yeah. But usually I shoot music videos and plays. That's it.
You also are into photography.
Yeah.
Bon is also actually into photography. When I was living in Chicago, Margaret lived in New York for a while to study film. So, as a person, what is your background? Like, you know, family.
As a person, I was born and raised in Project 4.
Philippines,
yeah. A big part of what I am right now is because I was raised in Project 4. Uh-huh. It's the projects. You grew up tough.
It's like the Bronx of Quezon City. I don't think so. They have really big houses in Project 4. But it's called the project because they kind of moved people away from Manila and resettled them around Quezon City. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
It's not true, but I don't know how to explain it, so I'll just say yes.
Yeah, so what were your greatest problems in shooting the film?
Money. We didn't have money.
Schedule, maybe?
No. Actually, it's just money. What were your
greatest problems in shooting the film, but not related to the film? As you were shooting it, what was your biggest problem?
Yeah, personal problem.
Oh my god, like biggest problem while shooting the film?
Not related to
the film. I broke up with my lover.
Did it color the making of the film a different shade because of that problem?
Yeah, what was she undergoing personally during that time?
Yes, and she's going to answer it now.
While I was making the film, I broke up with my lover. I'm not going to say the gender. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. Yeah.
We'll edit it.
Please don't ask me. Anyway, I don't think it added anything to the film. It was hard to shoot in between
takes.
Were
you crying a lot? Like, would you go to the bathroom and say, no,
no,
wait,
no, during the
take,
no. During,
leave me alone
during
and then
filming,
cry.
No, I'd never cry. I was actually happiest while I was filming. Uh-huh. What sucked was that the happiness. But if it added anything to the film, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I guess I was a bit sad during the days that we weren't shooting. Otherwise, no, it did not add color or whatever, no.
Okay, so it didn't affect the film whatsoever.
Yes.
I guess you already had that vision before you shot it, and you shot it with or without the heartbreak.
Yeah.
If there were one thing you could redo in the film, what would it be? Well, these are really bad questions, but...
If you have more time...
Some of our shots were askew.
You'd redo them.
I'd get a better cinematographer. Please edit this out, because please, our cinematographer sucks. Anyway, I'd probably get a better location, a better house. Change some of the shots, because they were askew. Otherwise, I liked what we did.
Okay, Kara.
How much did the film cost?
Chinese accent.
How much the film cost? Okay, this is stupid. Other than the priceless blood, tears, and wasted youth.
They gave us 500,000 pesos.
This is about $10,000, right?
More or less, yeah. So they gave us 500,000 pesos seed money, but I think all in all, it was about something snakes. I think we spent about $1 million for the film.
Did you have to shed out your own money and borrow from friends? And
yeah, I did shell out some money.
So basically right now you're under bankruptcy protection.
Yes,
chapter
I am
11.
I am very poor right now because I had to borrow money from
everybody.
My lover who I broke up with, who broke up with me.
Well, that's very convenient though because you broke up, so then you don't have to owe her anything, him anything.
Sorry. It's back. Plus I had to borrow money from friends also, which was a bit embarrassing.
But this is your first film. Mm-hmm. Would you think this is some sort of like a process by which everybody who makes their own film goes through? Is it some sort of baptism of fire where nothing really is up to budget?
Yeah.
It is?
Regardless of it being independent or mainstream, I think money is a really big problem in relation to making films.
Any future projects that you have in mind or something that's working on your mind right now or anything semi-concrete?
I'm taking a writing class right now with Bing Lau. He's a really
Bing Lau is a okay.
He's a good script writer.
Award-winning
screenplay writer.
You're also award-winning, right? Do you have like a couple of MTV awards or nominations?
Yeah, for music videos, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm taking a class under him. Hopefully the script I produce out of his class, I'd be able to shoot it eventually. Also thinking of pitching some ideas for Viva Films. I hear they're quite receptive to young filmmakers. So
any glimpse of the idea of whatever this film will be like?
I want to do something in Alimol.
Alimol?
In Cubao.
Oh, okay. Alimol for you guys is like one of the first malls
it's
ever built
mall.
In Manila.
Named after Muhammad Ali.
Named after Muhammad Ali because that was the time when he came out to the Philippines.
That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, it was like the 70s. Yeah, it was built in the 70s. It's like an icon, right? It's actually gone through various stages of decrepit decay.
It's a CD
but now,
mall.
Yeah, it's a CD mall. But during its time, yeah, it was the mall built in the memory of the fight of... Yeah, Alan Fraser or something like that. It was called Three Line Manila.
Yeah.
Was that right? Yeah, it was in the 70s. You probably weren't born then. Okay, that's really interesting.
How is it like working with great actors?
I don't know how directors cannot fall in love with their leading ladies. Because I was in love with them. Not in a sexual way.
Okay, you don't have to explain yourself. Yeah. But yeah.
I was in love with my leading lady, with our leading lady, Rio Loxin, because she was so great. You know,
Rio Lux is a multi-awarded actress, probably comparable to our version of Meryl Streep, right?
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, in the
Meryl
Philippines.
Streep without
the career. Yeah. Well, yeah, Rio Lux took a hiatus for a while, and then this is her comeback film. She's actually doing some acting on TV now, but this is her comeback film wherein she's a lead, and she used to be like a sex bomb actress.
She's still very hard.
She's still very hot, yeah, that's right. But also very religious.
Yeah. She's in her mid-40s now. So, well, she plays now her mother roles, or housemaids. But anyway, yeah, as I was saying, it was such a pleasure to work with her. You don't actually really have to direct her, because she knows her script, yeah. She knows all the nuances.
That's what great actresses are made of.
Yeah, you just, you know, point the camera at them. Yeah, it was great. It was like magic.
Wow.
You know,
just amazing. I was able to visit one of their sets, as Kara was able to do the same thing, and the atmosphere was just so wonderful, and everything just went smoothly. If you're working with really great actors, I guess everything just goes on smoothly. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about the little stuff if you're working with amateurs. When, for the Philippine audience and for those who are visiting the Philippines around this time in July, when is it coming out and where can they catch it, like in the immediate future?
It's opening at the Cultural Center of the Philippines on Tuesday. There's July 18. So it'll be playing at the CCP the whole week. Our gala show is on Friday, the 21st. If you guys come on the gala show, it's for free. And plus, you'll get to see Rio Loxian and us.
Enrique Davao.
Yeah, and Mario Magalona, all the stars. And then, I think about after 2 weeks, we're transferring to UP.
UP Film Center, that's right, yeah. Is there going to be a commercial screening at the SM Malls?
We're trying to market it. We'll keep you posted. We're not sure yet. Everything is in the work.
Kara wants to ask you something.
Do you think you're good?
Do I think I'm good? Yes.
Wow. Were you always late?
On set?
Yeah.
No, I was never late.
Wow.
But a Rio Loxian usually would arrive 2 hours before call time. So sometimes she'd arrive earlier than us.
2 hours before? That's crazy. Hi, Rio Loxian.
Loxian.
Rio Loxian. What's your dream project and who are your dream cast?
Yeah.
Dream project? Oh my gosh. Well, I wouldn't mind working with Rio Loxian again.
Wow.
Dream project, dream actors and actresses. Locally, I would want to work with Eugene Domingo.
Yay!
She's a really good theater actress.
Yeah, she comes from the UP Theater Council. Last week, we had an interview with them.
She was my classmate UP.
She's a really, really great actress, Eugene Domingo. She started from the theater, and now she's a great comedian, drama actress. I don't know what to call her. So.
I'm trying to think of the actors and actresses that I have a crush on.
But Eugene on a more serious character.
Something like Oryang, like what she did in
Oryang.
Yeah.
Not really MMK.
Okay, I don't know, but I don't know what Oryang is or what it is.
It's a play in UP.
Uh-huh. It was a play. It was a really good play.
Yeah.
Okay. So other people you'd like to work with in the future?
I would want to work with Jeffrey Hutorian.
I don't know him.
He's
an actor?
No, he's a director.
Why would you want to work with another
director? He's a partner with Hutorian. He usually directs all the big love scripts.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't mind
being an AD for him.
Because
I think
he's that
brilliant.
Great. Yeah. AD means assistant director.
Assistant director, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind doing that for Hutorian and... some other directors.
So I remember, like, I'm just gonna, just so I could, you know, drop some names here. I'd like you guys to know, listeners to know, that Margaret has directed a couple of music videos from some great singers, like me, for instance. She directed two of my videos. She directed the videos of Orange and Lemon, Sandwich, Imago, Barbie's Credo. There was Bayang Barrios. There was one Bayang Barrios which really stuck. It sort of reminded me of the style, the theatrical or the cinematic style of this director named Wong Kar-wai.
That's
Hong Kong based, and it was intentional. How do you relate Wong Kar-wai to your own directing styles in terms of influence?
In terms of influence, well, I guess composition wise, I love how that's actually probably Christopher Doyle, also a cinematographer. But I'm usually drawn to quiet films, so it doesn't necessarily have to be Wong Kar-wai influence. I just like quiet films, like Emma and De La Cruz's Cinema Lionti last year. What was the title of that? Sarong Banggi. That was also a very quiet film. With regards to Wong Kar-wai, probably has. I love his colors. I love the way that
those
he uses
greenish, yellowish colors,
red,
right?
And everything. Yeah, I love the way that he uses color. But the same goes with Pedro Almodovar also. So,
oh yeah, Pedro Almodovar is that Spanish director who uses all these bright colors. Yeah, I love that guy too. He has really bad hair though. So Kara wants to ask you a question about citizenship.
Yes. If you had a chance to choose your citizenship, which African country would you be a citizen of and why?
African country?
Yeah.
What are the choices?
We're actually just testing your geography.
Stupid. Namibia?
And why?
Because that's where Angelina Jolie gave birth.
Good answer.
That's
what about you, Bon?
Yes, Bolivia too.
Bolivia is in South America, dumbass.
Ano ba sinasabi niya? Nigeria, Africa, South Africa, yes. Uh-huh, yes.
This one, you're supposed to
be. Oh, yeah, uh-huh. If you had a chance to be somebody else, who would it be? And why aren't you nicer to the handicapped?
I'm nice to the handicapped.
If you had a chance to be somebody else, who would it be, and why aren't you that person yet at your age?
My God,
I'm offended by that at your age part. I'm just reading the questions. It's Miles. Kill him.
It was Kara. It was Kara's idea.
If I wanted to be somebody else,
let's say some other director.
Woody Allen.
Wow.
So you also want those perversions as well? The entire package included?
Probably Woody Allen or Richard Linklater, because he did Before Sunrise, Before Sunset.
I love those two films. Yeah, those are really nice Woody backpacker Allen. Films.
He got to work with Scarlett Johansson twice. She's my crush.
Woody Allen for Manhattan and Annie Hall, probably.
Annie Hall was a brilliant, brilliant film. For those of you guys who are younger, I guess 21 and below, check out Annie Hall at your art film clubs and watch it. It's a really good film with Diane Keaton and...
He has the luxury to do his own films. What, he shoots one film a year. Nobody fucks up with his creativity.
It's usually low budget, but it makes money still, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure about it making money, but it seems like he's happy with us.
Yeah, he's able to afford stuff. And he's also powerful being Jewish.
Okay, if you had one question which you wish someone would ask, what would it be, and what's your answer to it?
And who is the asker?
How did you lose weight?
What's your answer?
I try to run every day and play badminton with my friend Kara.
If you had $1 million, are you going, Bond? So one of our hosts is leaving, but...
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he has and a date. You have a date, right?
I don't have a date.
Oh, you
anong
have
pwede
work?
Kong itanong?
Okay, you can ask 22.
Okay, 22, if you had $1 million, what's the first thing you would get?
Treadmill. A high-tech treadmill. So that some more people would ask me, how did you lose weight?
Treadmill.
Treadmill.
The high-tech type.
Wow, that's not very ambitious.
No, it's not.
Treadmill. But the high-tech types. Ones preferably with coffee holder.
So just a regular treadmill that measures my heart rate.
Now, why can't a Margaret Guzman afford a treadmill right now?
Oh, because I'm poor.
Yeah, because she just made her first film. So we actually went over time, so... any final message to your now countless fans? Thanks is My Lolas actually has two listeners out in Brazil. I don't know who you guys are, but if
I
you...
I hope you're cute.
Yeah, Margaret hopes you're cute and uncut. But if you're listening right now, we hope you would email us and let us know. Send us your picture at thanksismylolas@gmail.com. We just want to have some sort of connection here. Any message to your now countless fans, Margaret?
I don't think I have any.
So how's the soup anyways?
The soup is great. I'm not so hungry anymore. And I think I am eloquent.
Yes, you are eloquent with or without hunger.
Yes.
Okay, so we guys invite them again for Mudraks.
Yes, please don't forget. So you'll get to see Ria Loxin, that lovely, lovely actress, next week at the CCP, July 18 to July 23. And then we'll move to the University of the Philippines, I think second week of August. It's a really good film. Try to watch it.
Yeah, I can attest to that. It's a really good film. I wrote the theme song for it. Yeah.
The theme song is lovely also.
Yeah.
It's great.
So I'll play the theme song as we end this, as we wrap this up. My name is Miles Sanchez.
Kara Messina.
Margaret Guzman.
And you're listening to...
Thanks, It's My Lolas.
What my boy be to on Nato sa layo Nangita ko ug nang hangyo unta makasilo kay kapoy naman apan gisiran an ko ninyo tanan wa ko magpasalig nga kunta.
maghanitong karon. Kaming ako ang gipasaan. O ako magpasikat sa ilang mga mata. Kay hangtod sa lapong maurat yu'y makaya.